afternoon, Australia. Good evening, America. And welcome to everyone listening across the planet. This is Complete Feng Shui, and it's a co-hosted show with the lovely Michelle Castle. Now, before we get on with the show, here's what I need you to know. If you're listening live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, please know that Hannah is ready and waiting to provide you with links about anything that we talked to today. Failing that, you can jump on to CompleteFengShui.com or TonyLontis.com. Click on the co-host tab on the website and you will also get all the downloadables and all the links to anything that we talk about here today. Now, each week we've been doing a welcome to country and this week is no different. And it goes like this. I respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region on the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast and meet, and I want to pay my respects to the elders, past and present, and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders here listening today. Now, as you know, this is our co-hosted series, and it's focused on feng shui, Chinese astrology, and metaphysical studies. And this, sadly, is the last in the series. It's not going to be the last that you see Michelle and I working together. We do have some more plans in place a little bit further down the line. But this is the last in this show series. And I have to say at this point that it is my divine privilege to talk to people who are passionate about their subject matter, who are knowledgeable, wise, and educative of the audience. And that's exactly what Michelle has been, and Complete Feng Shui has just filled me with information overload. There is so much to know and it's so incredibly helpful. So these shows have been packed with hints and tips and knowledge and wisdom that is easy to implement in your life and incredibly easy to follow and understand. And a reminder that Michelle consults globally and in particular around buildings and feng shui, offices and feng shui, businesses and feng shui. So if you want to give any of those areas a boost, really encourage you to reach out and connect with Michelle because she can do readings virtually from anywhere and it's all based on the analytics of energy. Now, Michelle, today when we were talking, when we were prepping for the show today, we were discussing what we're going to talk about, and it's been kind of a moving feast about what we talk about because sometimes, and this happens across businesses the globe over, you can plan for things and then sometimes something will happen that just doesn't quite make it to the show. And so today we wanted to do kind of a roundup and it will be around feng shui and Chinese astrology around the year 2022. And this year has been another interesting year. Each year at the end of the year, I say, thank God that's over. Let's get on with the new year. It's going to be fantastic. And each year it's different. So last week we spent the whole show talking about feng shui and relationships. And again, I encourage you to go back and rewatch the show. There is such gold nuggets of information packed in that show about feng shui, Chinese astrology and relationships. Again, easily implemented tips and tricks to try and improve things and the energy in and around your life. Today, I want to welcome Michelle firstly back to the show. And before I ask my first question, I have to say that that painting that sits behind you, now Michelle's purposely changed her background each and every week as a reminder of how you can change the energy in your life. And today is no different. So good morning, Michelle. Welcome back to the show. Tell us about the background.
Good morning. Hello. Thank you. Well, this is actually This may not be everybody's taste, this painting for sure, but it's a particular favourite of mine within my home. This painting was actually done by a local artist, and to me, it's very much about a collection of women. So the painting to me is all about support of women, and it's a collection of women from all different levels and states within life. Really about looking forward and supporting each other in their endeavors. And as we know, I really enjoy educating, and I enjoy tapping into that type of energy for people. So and women are very in a really strong position at the moment. There's so much action and movement and change this year. But women are actually getting stronger in their position as we head towards period nine. So as of 2024, it will actually be the time period of the middle-aged woman. And it's at that point that middle-aged women really, really step into their power. And so this painting always reminds me of the strength and the collective of women and women's luck.
And I have to agree with Michelle. So not only does Chinese astrology and feng shui back up this feminine energy or rise of feminine energy, almost every second conversation I'm having at the moment, be that predominantly with women, but also with men, they are feeling the gentle and strong rise of feminine energy. And that's pretty darn exciting, isn't it,
Yes, it is.
Michelle?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And like the position of the rabbit this year is actually of the flying star three, and obviously the rabbit is an animal that is all about reproduction and growth. So this year the rabbit is actually in a position of conflict and dissatisfaction, which brings about action and movement and change. So a very pivotal year for women to really stand up and to be counted. And as I said, women's energy over the years has been getting stronger, but it's actually getting stronger and stronger within its momentum, because I think we actually need that softness as well. We need that mothering and softness that women actually bring with all that they endeavor and do.
And that's right, Michelle. We're not saying this to denigrate men or masculine energy
Oh,
in
no.
any
No.
way, but the fact is that for millennia, masculine energy has been the stronger force on our planet. And for our world to move forward, the energy must change. And that's a rebalancing with feminine energy,
Yes.
which is incredibly exciting. And to think that 2024 will be that year, of the middle-aged woman, that just lights me up. That's
Yeah, it's pretty
incredibly
exciting. Well,
wonderful
it's
thing.
really good for both of us, considering we're kind of classed
We're a
as
bit biased.
that
Incredibly biased,
woman.
but that stands, that's good for our daughters and our granddaughters and our great granddaughters moving forward. So we are the matriarchs of a different generation, and that's pretty darn exciting. Now, I want to know what's up with the feng shui energy in 2022. Tell me
Well,
all.
2022 is actually a triple tiger year. I think we have discussed this
We
before.
have.
But when we look at feng shui and Chinese astrology plays a major part in our date selection and also in the way that we perform from one year to the next, depending which Chinese astrology animals actually sit within your chart. Everybody has up to four Chinese astrology animals within their chart. So you may actually know and understand the animal that is in your year of birth, but most people don't realize that there's an animal in their month and their day and also within their hour. So you have the combination of however those four animals are performing to how that is actually going to affect your life. So
Definitely.
2024 is a triple tiger year. We in fact have the tiger sitting in the year, the month, And also within the hour. And then we have the rat actually sitting on the day. So the tiger holds a lot of wood energy, but the tiger for this year also holds an awful lot of water energy. So it means we have a lot of water energy about. Now, water actually represents movement and it represents change. And the tiger's actually quite a ferocious animal. Tigers aren't timid in any way. So tigers do not like to be caged. They like growth and they like action. And this is what 2022 has actually very much been about. And we've already seen that, how there is such quick and sudden change from day to day, hour to hour, and month to month. So this year's very much about resetting things. It's a major year for change. It's very action orientated. The people are actually looking at things more intelligently than possibly what they were last year. But it's definitely a tumultuous year. It's not an easy
That's
year.
an
But
apt
it can be a very
description.
exciting year. Change is always very exciting.
I agree. Change is challenging, but I find it exciting as well. And tumultuous is a pretty good description, because if you look a lot across global events, natural disasters, as Michelle and I've talked about, we've been subject to two lots of floods, and I can I tell you, the la those floods, our property is still waterlogged. So there are spaces on our property where the water has not dried, and if we get a sunny day, it's actually pretty quickly followed by a shower, and it's wet all over again. So that water element is very present in terms of physical.
Well, the earth has actually got quite moist over the last couple of years because in 2020, when the rat arrived, the rat was in fact is a water animal, is a water base from an element point. So when the rat arrived in 2020, it brought water. And then when the ox arrived last year, the ox also contained a lot of water in last year's chart. And this year, we actually have six out of the four elements are water.
Water.
Within the chart. So we have this huge influx of water. And if we have no fire to actually warm up the energy within the chart, then we're overwhelmed by this water energy. And water is extremely intelligent, but it can also be quite cold. So it means emotions are actually running really high this year as well with that huge influx of water.
Michelle, we wanted to also talk about Chinese astrology, and I thought that we could start the conversation by reminding people about the animals within Chinese astrology, and what we can expect in 2022 from each of those elements.
Okay, so yes,
Oh,
there are 12
elements is the wrong word. Sorry, Michelle.
elements.
I'm trying to get my feng shui Chinese astrology terminology correct, because elements
Okay.
are a separate component of
Well, they
the
actually
metaphor.
are. So every animal is comprises of up from one to three elements. So each animal has its own base element, but then there are also up to three elements hidden per animal. So when we start looking at the elements, everything about feng shui and Chinese astrology actually comes back to the elements. So everything is fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. So it is the combination of these elements and really how the Chinese astrology animals perform from one year to the next really comes down to how well those elements are going to perform and how they're going to interact from one year to the next and that kind of dictates what type of luck you are going to have from one year or one month to the next. So when we look at the animals, they have elements actually attached to them, but what they also have attached to them is we call them stars. So they're like they're mountain stars. And the mountain stars also tell a story. So depending which mountain stars come in, now the mountain stars actually come from the sun and the moon and really from an astrological point. And the same as the flying stars. Flying stars and mountain stars is really just a term of saying where the animal's actually located on the compass, so where it's actually sitting, astrologically wise, within the universal energy, and that energy will bring about a mountain star as such. So that's really just how we explain it. And so each animal will perform in a different way. So the rats for this year, the rats are very busy. It has the position of victory within its chart. It sits in the position of the flying star one. So the rat is actually in a position of victory. It is also in a position of making lots of money and wealth because the rat is a water element, and the element of water is actually the element of cash flow for this year. So rats do have the ability to tap into really good cash flow this year. But what the rat does have is a natural disaster star. And the natural disaster star just means that the rat has to be very mindful of its surrounding because a natural disaster star is exactly that. It's been at the wrong place and at the wrong time. The worst time that this will actually affect the rat is probably December, because the December is actually the rat month. So if you're born in the month of the rat, if you're born in December, you're in fact born in the month of the rat, which means the natural disaster star can have something to do with your health as well. So you need to be more mindful of your health for this year. We have the ox. The ox actually is in the position of current prosperity. The ox has the flying star eight sitting within its chart. So the ox has actually big auspicious stars within its charts. It also has nobleman luck. So the ox has a lot of helpful people and noble people around them. So they just need to keep their eyes open and actually be mindful of that there is help there, as long as you step up and you go, yes, please help me. You're willing to actually accept it. But the ox may actually feel a little bit lonely as well. So the ox is still feeling a little bit sluggish from last year's energy, and a little bit tired. Which means it can actually go, I feel a little bit lonely actually within themselves. The ox month is January. So if you're born in the month of January, you're also born in the ox month. So you would have the ox within your chart. The tiger is born in February. So February is actually the tiger month. And the tiger this year has current prosperity as well. So the tiger is in a really, really strong position. It has both big and small auspicious stars. So it means it can tap into its luck very, very easily. It has the backing of the Tatsui, which is actually the god of the year. So even though it is year of the tiger, they do have the backing of the Tatsui, which means they are really well protected and really well supported. They have an academic star and they also have a travel star. So it means the tiger has a lot of travel and movement. Now, this is why we're having so many travel incidents actually this year, because the tiger being a travel star will actually increase travel on a whole for people, particularly for tigers. So if you're born in a tiger year, it means you've got that great opportunity for travel and movement, but it also means you've got the opportunity to meet a lot of new friends and clients and contacts as well within your chart. Now, the rabbit is born in the month of March. So if you're born in the month of March, you actually have the rabbit sitting in your month pillar as well. Now, when we talk about year and month, the year relates to your overall luck for the year. It's about your friends, your clients, your colleagues, your family, your work, how you're going to perform from the eyes of others. So the year's actually very much what is seen of how you're performing. Where your month is actually about your cash flow, it's also about your personal well-being, so your physical and emotional well-being. So depending what animal sits in your month, that will actually determine how you're physically and emotionally going to feel about yourself for the year as well. So the rabbit this year is in the position, like I mentioned before, of the flying star three. Now, the flying star three is actually a star of anger, conflict and dissatisfaction and frustration. But the flip side of that is it brings about a lot of action and movement and change. And interestingly enough, the flying star three sits in the east, which is the location of the rabbit. But the east is also the location of China within the world. And within Australia, the east is actually like New South Wales and ACT
Queensland.
and Queensland. Yeah. So this is why, like I know we've got elections coming up here. There's going to be so much movement and change. This is when the stand of independence actually comes in, because there is such an overall feeling of dissatisfaction. And this is why there will be certain movement also within China, because we have that feeling of dissatisfaction actually sitting within that pocket. But the rabbit within itself is doing relatively well. So to me, I like action, movement and change. I think if you get in that position of dissatisfaction, you can move forward, which is great. So the rabbit also has the peach blossom luck, and it also has flower of romance. So the rabbit is actually feeling quite confident within itself. So this movement and change is really good. And it also has what we call a golden deity star. And the golden deity star means that you can actually tap in and trust your intuition. And rabbits are generally quite intuitive. So the rabbit really needs to tap in and go, you know what, I do trust that gut feeling. I am protected and I can actually tap into my intuition. Yeah. Then, of course, we have the dragon. The dragon is the month of April, so we've actually just survived the dragon month. Dragons tend to really shake things up. They're very charismatic. They're really bright and bold, and they usually make quite a statement. So the dragon has what we call a star of arts. So the last month in the dragon would have brought a fair amount of creativity. But the dragon is also in the position of the flying star seven. Flying star four, actually, and four's all about people luck. So the dragon's actually feeling a lot more friendly and a lot more liked this year. Okay. So it has a lot more people luck. It also has a big and small auspicious star. So it actually has a really good opportunity to tap into small wins and also big wins. It's a matter of keeping your eyes open and acknowledging when they come forward. Now we're in the snake month, and so May is actually going to be a really interesting month. May is the month of the snake, so if you were born in May, you're also born in the snake month. And the snake for this year also is in the position of the flying star four. So the snake has really good people skills and really good friendship skills and great academic skills as well. The snake is also a travel star, so we are likely to actually experience a lot more accidents for this month, because when the snake and the tiger combine, we have double travel stars. So there is likely to be an increase in travel incidents around the world. But the snake on a whole is actually performing really quite well. It has a heavenly seal, it has nobleman luck, and it also has small auspicious star, which brings in small wins as well.
Okay.
If you were born between 9 and 11 in the morning, you're also born in a snake hour. So that's actually really quite favourable for you from a business and a career point of view, if you are born in the snake hour. Then in June, we have the horse month. Now, the horse is strutting at stuff this year. The horse is doing really, really well. The horse has a victory star, so it has that ability to succeed in all that it endeavours and does. And it also has what we call a RoboCop star. So it means that the horse this year, so if you remember the movie RoboCop, that he was so busy working that he actually neglected his family. So the horse actually does have that tendency this year, that it's going to be so busy with its victory and its success of getting where it wants to go that it's likely to neglect family. So the horse does need to be mindful of that. But he has harmony. He is actually an ally to the tiger. So the horse overall is actually in a really quite a strong position for 2020.
Because of its association with the tiger, and it's a tiger year.
Yeah, it's a tiger year. So tiger, dog and horse are actually allies. So they have that really nice energy and harmony between them. So because it's a tiger year, it actually gives the horse harmony by being an ally. So often we, particularly if we're struggling, if we're having a hard year, we then want to hang out with our allies. It gives us like secret protection, which is similar to the secret friend. So the tiger secret friend is actually the snake. So the tiger's so when they hang out together, it kind of gives that positive energy within the chart with the combination of the two animals. Now, coming to July, we have the goat month. Now, goats last year were extremely undermined. The goat actually had a really difficult year last year because, yes, it was a rough year. Because being the year of the ox last year, the goat is in clash with the ox. So whenever it's an ox month or day, then the goat will feel very overwhelmed by responsibility. So the goat's really just catching its breath this year from last year's tumultuous year individually for goats. But the goat this year has both big and small auspicious stars, and it's actually in a position of the flying star too, though. So the goat's health and energy is still a little bit undermined. It has quite neutral life force energy. So the goat is just going to have to be mindful that it really does take care of its health this year, and it doesn't get too overwhelmed by the emotions that is around. The goat, of course, is an earth animal, so because we have so much water about, it's going to be very easy for goats to feel that they've got a lot of thought confusion and that their mind's a little bit muddied, because the combination of earth and water creates mud, obviously. Then we have the monkey. Now, the monkey
Oh,
has a
monkeys.
big auspicious star, and the monkey
Oh.
also has a travel star and an academic star. So monkeys are always very bright, they're very tenacious, they always ask a lot of questions. They're often the center of attention, only because they're so busy and they're so interested in everything in life. But unfortunately, the monkey this year is the animal that is in clash with the tiger. So because it's the tiger year. Now, the monkey this year is also a travel star. So we have to be very mindful that when the tiger, the monkey, and the snake come together, we class it as a three penalty travel star. So when we hit the month of August, so May and August, we have major tendencies for a lot of traveling incidents and accidents, because these animals are coming together. So the monkey generally is performing quite well, but it does have the clash tendency. And when I say clash is because it's the tiger and the monkey actually clash in their personalities, and one's the monkey's metal and the tiger's wood, so metal chops wood, in fact. And so this is when we go back to the elements. So the reason why animals get on or they don't get on is generally the mix of the elements that sit within the animal to how it's going to be. So the monkey and the tiger will bring about tumultuous results. But what a clash does is a clash makes you stand up, makes you be counted, and it also puts you in a position of major move and change. So if we hit a clash, it means that there's things that we have to rethink. There's things in our life that need adjustment. And this is what the clash does. It comes in so that we can actually adjust and we can grow and we can move forward, if that makes sense. So clash isn't a bad thing as long as you are actually mindful of it. We then have the rooster, and the rooster is a very strong contender this year. The rooster has big auspicious stars. It has the flower of romance. It has a star called the Yi Duo, and the Yi Duo means that it will actually multiply the energy of whatever is about. So if the rooster's feeling really positive and it's preening and it's shining, well, then it's going to be very likable. But if it's feeling quite depressed, it can go woe is me very quickly and very easily as well. So Yi Duo means you have to be mindful and accountable of how you're actually feeling this year. But the rooster has very strong persuasive qualities. Roosters are always very good debaters, and they generally like to get their point across. But the rooster this year is actually in a really nice, strong position for 2020. Okay, we only have two to go. So the dog. The dog is feeling a little bit tired. It has quite neutral life force energy. So the dog is actually still feeling a little bit tired and a little bit worn out. But it does have big auspicious stars. It does have harmony, and it does have that golden deity star. So the dog is very capable of trusting its intuition this year as well. Then we have the pig. Now, the pig is actually one of the top performing animals for this year. Interestingly enough, the pig, the goat, and the rooster are actually the top three performing animals energy-wise. They have the greatest capabilities of success. They just have to set the course in motion and put their mind to it to succeed. So the pig has harmony. It has a travelling horse, so it means it has a lot of movement and change within its chart. And it is also an ally. So the pig is also the tiger's secret friend as such. So the tiger and the pig get on very, very well. The pig does have what we call a robbery star, though. So the robbery star means that because the pig's performing and shining so well, obviously when we're doing well, often other people go, okay, I want what she's having. So then we have this robbery tendency, which means people are going to try to take your word away from you. So it can be in words, it can be in relationships, or it can actually come down to being burgled or robbed physically within your home, also intellectual property. So the pig just has to be mindful of that robbery star. So even though things are doing so well for the pig, they need to be aware that not everybody has their best interest at heart for the year. And people will often want what you've got if you're doing really, really well. So it's really quite a mixed bag, but most of the animals are in a relatively strong position this year. We just do have that major three animal penalty of tiger, monkey and snake, which
is that's across the whole year though.
That is across the whole year. It will spike. And why it's major this year is because it involves three animals. So because it's already a tiger year, that means every time it's a monkey or a snake hour or a monkey or snake day or month, we kind of have the double whammies. So for the month of May, it's already a tiger year. Now it's a snake month. So every time the monkey appears on a day or within an hour, then we get hit with the three animals. And August will be the same, of course, because then it's the monkey month. Now, a three penalty, as I said, causes major travel incidents. So it does. It causes natural disasters and it also causes travel incidents and incidents of fire. So we're likely to have an increase in fires, nuclear detonation. That's a big word for me this morning. Like underground fires and explosions, aeroplanes. Okay. So it will actually be that clash between to a point metal and water that will actually ignite things.
Michelle, does that apply to like war? Would that be considered metal explosion?
Metal is war. The West, the rooster, the West and America is actually in the position of the Flying Star 7 this year. And the 7 is actually a military star. And so this is why America is itching for war, basically. The metal is what causes metal is daggers, it's knives, it's bullets. It's grenades. Flashes generally.
Metals.
Flash to the wood. And the wood is actually the human body. It's our bones. Is why we're finding even the homeless, there's a lot more knife incidents, there's a lot more accidents, there's a lot more shootings will actually take place in Western pockets because, yes, 7 is a military star. And it's also a star of past luck because it was the last time period star from 2004 to 2024 is period 8. But prior to period 8 was period 7. So that was 1984 till 2004. So at that point, 7, which represents also the 7 represents the skin and lungs. So we found in period 7 we had a lot more skin conditions and we had asthma was a major issue in a period 7. And 7 was very much about technology and military as well. We had the Vietnam War. Computers were actually designed with that time period. Eczema, skin conditions, asthma, they were actually a lot more on the rise. Once 2004 came, all of those issues kind of settled. And, yes, of course, we have had war within this time period, but we have tried to have it a lot more grounded. All the numbers are in their natural position this year. So it's quite interesting that the Seven naturally sits in the west, and America sits in the west of the map of the world. And the America has such strong military strength, and it has really since 1984, really. So for the last 40 years, it's been a leader in military control and power.
You said something about 2004. I follow traditional energy astrology, and there was a comment about the eclipse season that we're about to go into. It hasn't been the same pattern since 2004, so I'm really it's fascinating that the metaphysical studies often
Yes,
overlap
they do.
and agree
Well,
all the
because
time.
it's often quite analytical, because it's all within sequence, of course. So it's like, how many times does the sun go around the moon? Because everything is sequence, and everything about feng shui energy is read from the analytical sequence of energy. So
Correct.
we can go, you can actually look back and go, what happened in 1964? Because how the world performed in 1964 is
64.
very similar to how it's performing this year. So if you look at where war was positioned, where the movement of women was positioned in 1964, you can actually see that resurgence this year, because the energy is playing out in the same way. It's just, we have social media now, and I think it's far easier for us to be knowledged and educated and coerced now than what it was back in 64. But
Agreed.
the energy and the elements, and even from climatic weather, you can actually go, okay,
Definitely.
when did the earthquakes occur? What major natural disasters happened in 64? Because they will actually be very similar to what happens this year throughout the year, depending on the month.
Michelle, I'm just curious, when you were talking about the animals and the month of year, I'm like, so you should be able to predict or analyze, say the federal election, the likely perhaps outcome of what that would look like based on the candidate's particular astrological animal. Is that correct?
It is correct. Yes, so
But you would
you
have to
can
know that information, though.
yeah, you can analytically analyze it. I can actually look at that date. I can also look at the elements. So it's quite interesting, because obviously this podcast is going around the world, so not everybody is aware of what is actually happening within Australia. But
Correct.
within Australia, our leading parties are basically blue, red, blue, and green. Okay, and so the and if we look at the elements for this year, so the elements for this year, the earth element represents friends and foe. Okay, so the earth element is, I would say, One Nation is probably the earth element, because its colors are very strong within the orange. One Nation has orange colouring, so that means they're likely to, with what they're saying, put quite a intelligent point across. So they're likely to speak to the people. The people are more likely to actually notice and take a stand of what One Nation's saying. And also the United Australia Party would be similar,
Yes, because
because
that's
their
yellow.
colour's very much yellow. So yellow is also of the earth nature. So those parties have a very strong position this year to actually influence the people, because the earth element represents people. So in your individual chart, the earth element represents your clients as such, your clients, your colleagues, and your friends. So that means One Nation and United Australia Party are in a very strong position of actually influencing power and people following. They're more likely to have more followers this year than what they possibly have within the past. Any of the parties that sit in the white colour, which is a metal colour, so white, which is probably the National Party, they have a lot of output, but they don't have They won't have a huge amount of influence because they're of like the metal nature. The water element, so the water element
Blue.
is probably very much blue. So blue is actually
Yes.
liberal within this country.
Yes.
So the blue actually represents, water represents money and wealth. Okay, so that puts the Liberal Party in a position of wealth and money and power as such. Well, money is power, but and really the Liberal Party is still kind of holding our purse strings, I suppose.
Correct.
Then we have all the Green parties. So all your Green parties are possibly more like your independents.
Yes.
You would have, okay, the Greens,
Yes.
Great Australian Party,
Yes.
Australian Federation Party, you, like
Yes.
your independents that are actually rising, and their colour's more green. So green's all about growth, but green is also put into a position of power and status and presence. So it means these independents are actually going to be seen a lot more. So it's like the
So
Orange parties,
good. That's
One
so
Nation and
good.
United Australia, they're kind of doing the talk. But it's actually all the
The
talk's going to
green.
shed light a lot more to any parties that are kind of within that green sector, if that makes sense. And then we have the fire sector. Now we're very
Yes.
lacking in fire this year, and obviously labour is fire. So labour's
Yes.
a resource. So labour is showing that it's a resource and it kind of has assets and it's got a lot to say. But resources are usually used. They're not usually what stands out front and wins. So if we only looked from the element point of view,
Yes,
that kind of
fascinating.
it does kind of show where things are kind of going. How the people vote is another thing. We don't have any control over that. And also we can look at we could look at the animals of the I
Leaders.
suppose we're the leaders. We could do their charts to have a look which one has the greatest success rate. And you could also break down all the candidates within elections and go,
Oh
okay,
my
what is
God.
their Chinese astrology animal? So, like the snake and the rooster and the tiger, they actually have the art of persuasion this year, the art of the spoken word. So it means those animals are going to be seen far easier than another animal that is quite low within in its energy. So, like, you can break it down on many levels. I
Yes.
don't have a crystal ball. Like, I wish I
No, no,
did.
no. But it's
But I
fascinating
don't have a
because
crystal ball, and it is really interesting. And it's an interesting topic because I'm actually a federal candidate
yes, I
for
didn't
this
know
year's
whether you wanted me
election.
to I didn't know whether you wanted me to mention that. What's your colour scheme?
It is so I'm actually a candidate for the Australian Federation Party, and we're very much about freedom. So it's very much about change, action, movement, and freedom. And so the freedom is obviously the green. So
Yes,
I think if
that's good.
it is. If these independent parties have any chance of making a change, I think this is a very important year to do it. Also, the election, it will depend on the day of the election to which animals are favourable. And the election is falling in a wood month. So it is actually a wood snake month, which means wood is very strong with its growth and progression. And the element of wood also represents wind. So with the water supporting it, and the wind, that is very much an indication of winds of change. So
Good.
it is actually
Good.
going to be, it's going to be very
It
interesting,
is going to be fascinating.
which way it
I
falls.
know, as you were saying that, I'm reflecting on the American midterms. I'm not absolutely sure of the terminology, but they are coming into midterms, and the Republicans at red, Democrats blue. I'm transferring that information you've just said about Australian politics to American politics and thinking, oh my goodness, that could be really fascinating.
It's a totally different point of view. It's
Fascinating.
really, it is quite a different point of view. But feng shui and Chinese astrology, this is why it is used around the world. This is
Yes,
why so many
because it's
people,
energy and it's talking
it's just
about
energy,
where the
and the collective
energy.
energy of people is very, very strong. And the energy of movement and change, because we are in this major position and feeling of dissatisfaction. So it's the struggle of power, and it's quite interesting because women this year, women sit in the southwest, in the direction of the chart. So women this year are kind of slightly undermined within their energy. They have a sickness and illness star energy for the old woman, not the middle-aged woman, but the older woman.
Good to know.
More sickness and illness, yes. But women next year are in a position of victory and success. So that means what happens
and
this
leading
year
into 2024.
Into victory and success. Where men this year, the patriarch and CEOs and leaders actually sit in the position in the Northwest. And the Northwest for this year has the Flying Star Six. Now, the Flying Star Six is all about power struggles. It's about positions of power, status, and authority. And when a six is unbalanced or too strong, this is when we have very strong bullying and dictational attributes.
Fascinating.
It is really interesting because women will be coming across much softer, where men are going to be coming across very like powerful. So then it comes down to people going, okay, well, we want change. What type of change do we actually want to bring about? Now, obviously, America sits where the Flying Star Seven sit into. So that's military. That's past luck. So, but the Seven actually buys into very good storytelling. So the Flying Star Seven, even though it has negative connotations from a military point, if you're wanting to tell a story, you tap into that West sector because the West is actually all about telling stories. So it's amazing for marketing. So the West is in a strong position for storytelling and marketing, which is the Rooster as well. So the Rooster's actually in a strong persuasive position.
Yeah. Michelle, you've got like all these decades of amazing wisdom and knowledge around feng shui. From your perspective, working in this space for so long, what's the accuracy? Like I know, and from my perspective, it's completely accurate, but I'm curious about your perspective.
Well, I think you have to have a fair amount of accuracy to have your clients come back. If you're not selling hope and you're not actually getting results for your clients within their home and within their Chinese astrology chart, you don't have a repeat customer. It's really that simple. It doesn't matter how good you are at telling the story. If you don't get results, your clients do not come back. So I've had very strong success. I have a lot of clients. I have a lot of big clients that won't buy a building or won't do a development without my space, though. So I think feng shui is very powerful and it does help people in major ways because you are very much looking from an analytical point of view and a forecasting point of view. So you can actually make a difference in people's lives quite substantially and quite easily. They may not always agree or like to hear what you tell them. I have a lot of clients that go into they try to convince me. They want me just to agree with what we go into negotiations, I call it. And it's like they want to hear my point of view, but then they want to negotiate with me to have me agree to what they actually want to do. Oh, I'd like to put a swimming pool here. And I go, no. So we do have negotiations, which is quite interesting because often people will go into negotiations and if you don't agree with them, some will still do what they want to do. And then it's very hard because you're in the position where you'd like to go, I told you so, but really
you would never do that.
No.
I know you would never do that, but.
I have to be a little bit more diplomatic about it. But I think success is quite easy to get with feng shui if it's actually done properly. But
I have to agree.
Having the right information. Like you have to have the right date of birth. You have to have the right compass reading. So it's not pie in the sky. And feng shui is actually really quite dangerous in the hands of somebody that
doesn't practice all levels.
and doesn't have all the knowledge. There are a lot of practitioners out there that can very easily do damage to people's homes and well-being. And I think you hold a huge responsibility to be correct with your within your information of what you tell people, because you're playing with their lives, and that's kind of powerful stuff.
Absolutely. And that's why if people are thinking about feng shui, they need to engage with a master and a master trained feng shui
Yes,
specialist. So
for
I
sure.
get why your bigger clients would keep coming back, because that's what you have, is that expertise. So I've got a scenario running through my head, and I just have to ask you. So say someone's a real estate investor and they buy commercial buildings. They can actually go to you and go, "This is the building that I'm thinking of purchasing," and you can see from Google Maps where
Yes.
that property is positioned and what the feng shui energy around that property would mean. So
Yes.
does that actually mean that they might have picked a great property in a great space, but what they put in terms of, say, tenants or shops in that property could also be impacted by the feng shui energy?
Well, yes. As the owner of the building, you're looking at the overall energy of the building. So if that building lines up within your energy and it's favorable, and the flying stars are favorable also for that building can do extremely well. Looking at tenants, one lot of tenants might be very successful and do really well, and then the next lot may not. That may be to do with either a time change in the like the 20-year time period change within a building, or it may be from a yearly flying star point of view. So 1 year, your tenants may perform really, really well because that apartment as such has great flying stars, and then those tenants move out, a new family moves in. That family, the directions, the bed direction, the door direction may not be conducive for those occupants, and they may get hit with unfavorable flying stars. So then they may not perform really well for you. They leave, and your next tenants may perform well. So it will come down to the individual. It is very much personally matching a building to the occupants,
And that was my
to
next
what you're living
question.
in. But if you're looking from an investment point of view, you're kind of looking at a different level than if you're looking at a personal point of view of you sleeping or working or living there.
So I'm thinking also from a commercial point of view, you've had a building for 18 years. If you know the feng shui energy around that building, it
Yes.
may actually be time to sell before it turns over in its
Definitely.
20-year energy space.
Yes, definitely. So this is with all my consulting at this point for all new builds, I'm looking into the consideration of the next time period's energy.
And so you
There
should build
will.
this building and sell it in this year because that's what the feng shui is.
So a lot of my clients at the moment, I'm telling them that come 2024, they need to move from where they are currently living. I would advise them that it is time to move prior to 2024. So what happened in 2004, which will happen again in 2024, as we changed the time period from period 8 to period 9, the flying star 8, that is the 8 of current prosperity within a building and home at the moment, will go from being current and prosperous to becoming past, and that will happen basically on the 4th of February in 2024. So if you have a building where you're the entrance to the building, your front door, or your bedroom is has the flying star 8, so it's a water star or a mountain star, that means your luck is going from being current and prosperous, so you've been doing really, really well, to actually sitting in a past luck position. So this will impact a lot of people. Now, this happened in 2004 with the period 7 homes because they had double sevens. So period 8 and period 7 have both had double flying star numbers within the chart. So the 7 all of a sudden went from having prosperous luck within your business and also within your relationships to that luck going from prosperous one day to past the next. And I actually, my studies had been done, and I the majority of my consulting started around 2004, and it was really interesting, the major difference in the luck of buildings and homes. So I was seeing it all around me with consulting, and it was quite fascinating, because that was very much the early days and the beginning of my consulting. So to actually come in and begin consulting on such a major time change was a huge learning experience. But no, it was very interesting. So it is, and we've kind of sat and we've been seated in energy for the last 20 years, 18 years.
But that's going to change.
But it's about to change again. So, and all the numbers will change significantly. Ooh. So, feng shui,
maybe now is a good
to once again get very interesting.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking, if you're thinking of selling a property, then in the next 2 years is kind of good. Yes. And then you should be looking for that property to go into the next 20-year period
20
of time.
Years. So you do. You're setting yourself up. But it will also, sometimes it does come down to a personal qua number as well. Yes. So if you're a qua number 2, 5, or 8, you will have performed relatively well in period 8, because 2, 5, and 8 are actually all earth numbers. So they're like, they're friends. Mm-hmm. Once we hit period 9, the energy is of the fire nature. So fire obviously gives life to wood gives life to fire. So if you're a qua number 3 or 4, you're going to find period 9 quite exhausting, because your element is giving life to the energy of the time period. And if you're a qua 6 or 7, which is the metal time period, you would have found this time period quite exhausting. So it's feng shui is extremely layered from
and it's
what you're looking in your environment to your qua, to your bagua, to your flying stars, to your Chinese astrology. So this is why it is very important that you actually do have a professional giving you your advice. Because someone like me or another feng shui master can pinpoint your issues. They can explain it to you properly, and then you have the hope of success.
Wonderful, Michelle. On that note, we are completely out of time, and I hate to do this because we had more things to talk about, but that's okay. What I'm going to do is encourage people to jump on and connect with Michelle at Complete Feng Shui. She is available for global consultation around any of the subjects we've talked about today. I will be making sure that we have Michelle back on any number of our shows in the upcoming months as well. We also have some other things planned too, so watch out for those. Complete Feng Shui with Michelle Castle. Please make sure you jump on, connect with Michelle, get a subscription, get a book, buy her books, and she has tips and subscriptions available on all different levels. That, my friends, is our lot for this co-hosted series. Please watch out for the next installment. Michelle Van Castle, thank you so much for co-hosting.
My pleasure. I've loved it. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
So much fun. I can't wait to chat again soon. And that, my friends, is your lot for this week. Please make sure you do watch the re-shows on YouTube and catch up with Michelle directly. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.